Welcome to The Spout, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. I'm Christian Warren, and with me today is Sarah Wells. Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing great, Christian.
Sarah, it's another sad week because Megan Jade is still out of town.
She is just driving across the entire country.
That is right. But today is Memorial Day.
And so we will remember.
We will remember. Never forget Megan Jade Reed Miller. I'm going to have a bumper sticker that says that. But on this great Memorial Day, I thought, hey, we should have another co-host in here. And I felt bad leaving my wife at home on this beautiful day
with
of memorials. And so I decided to bring my wife, Lacey Warren, in here. You have already been on The Spout before, so welcome back, Lacey.
Thanks.
You still listen?
I do.
Good. Good for you.
Did you bring your pug?
No.
We didn't. It's because we didn't know who was going to wash.
You don't want snorting in here.
And yeah.
It's weird. What's the pug's name again?
Winston. And if you ask Joel at The Grind about Winston, he's a big fan of Winston.
I was just there this morning.
Joel's a big fan of Winston. Anyways, on today's show, we are going to have a sermon discussion on the end of the book of Malachi, but really, Brad didn't stay much in Malachi.
No, he didn't.
So we'll tie that all in together. We'll also do some news with Kevin Tinkin. We'll have an interview with Wes Crockett about Academy and how you can sign up for that. We'll also go over our top three favorite subjects in school and why they're our favorite subjects.
No, they're not our top three.
Oh, sorry. It's just our favorite subjects in school.
Top
one favorite subject in school and why. And also we'll give some closing announcement, read some emails, and give away another Well Worship CD. Before we go into our music segment, so you guys have a good week. I feel like it's been a while since we've recorded.
Yeah.
We recorded way early last week, and so I miss this.
This is our little life group we have
going this is our life. I know.
The high of my week was...
Yeah, highs and lows.
I became a new great auntie. Week.
Lacey did. I became a new uncle then, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I did. His name's Hank. I love it. And
he's sweetie pie.
Yeah.
6 pounds. He's a
little
guy.
I did not get to go to Santa Cruz this weekend because I did a wedding this weekend, and it was so good.
I did
a good job, right?
I am very proud of Christian. He did awesome.
I don't know what you're implying here. I believe that she's proud of you.
I just want people to know that I could do weddings, so.
I believe, can you tell the story of the first wedding you did and what you wore?
Oh, yes, I could.
He had to wear that.
I know.
I had to wear that.
I know, but it's just so
the
funny. The
first
story,
wedding
though.
I did, they're a great couple. I won't say names or anything like that, but I met them because his daughter was in the junior high group.
Okay.
So they were kind of got married year after some, things happened, previous relationships came together. Awesome couple, loves the Lord. And so I met them through their daughter in the junior high group. Anyways, they were like the perfect couple for me because they are one of the guys like fully tatted up, which we started talking about tattoos, had a connection like that. And much more than just one on his shoulder there, Sarah.
Well, I was talking about yours. Don't you have one right here?
I have a couple, yes. It does not say Lacey.
No, I know, but it's you and Lacey.
Stop.
Remember Earl had to die? My Earl.
I did not say that.
All right.
No.
Anyways, as we were talking and we got to the kind of the final meeting, they're like, hey, so just letting you know about our wedding, just to let you know, it's a costume wedding because it's the day before Halloween. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, cool.
Great.
Yeah, awesome. And so they're like, well, typically pastors, they dress up really nice for weddings. They get in a tux and they're like, but we want you to wear something a little bit different. And so they said, first, we bought you a pair of Dickies jeans. So I had to wear a pair
of... love.
I did love wearing the Dickies jeans. I had to wear a pair of Vans.
Mm-hmm.
And then that I all loved until we got to the shirt, which hopefully they don't listen to this. This would be sad if they do. But really, it wasn't that big of a deal. But imagine
it's their wedding. You could do whatever you want.
Right.
For totally.
Imagine the pirate shirt from Seinfeld. That is the shirt that I had to wear officiating this wedding.
Showing some chest hairs.
Yeah. You weren't allowed to wear an undershirt.
Up the top.
You weren't allowed to?
Yeah, because everybody, wanted to show off their chest.
How low was this shirt?
It has the opening with the crisscross shoelace.
It was legitimately
worse than I thought.
It was down to whatever this little thing is right here.
Sternum.
Sternum. It was down there, and oh yes, it was that low. It was. I have a photo, and I was like thoroughly embarrassed because I don't have a lot of chest hair, and it was like these like 40-year-old men with like just massive amounts of chest hair popping out, and I'm officiating this wedding with this pirate shirt that the arms are far too long. I was not wearing an eye patch, but it was a fun wedding. I had a blast at the wedding. It was a unique experience. So, hey. Speaking of unique experiences, that just doesn't tie in at all. But because Megan's not here this week, I thought I could be a kid and listen to the music that to growing up. And so this week, we are going to actually play some Newfound Glory, which is one of my all-time favorite bands. And hey, even someone out there likes Newfound Glory. So we're going to support some of them this week. And we've been listening to some Well Worship for the last couple weeks, and we've ran out of music to play. So we're moving on to something a little bit more upbeat. Not that your CD's
less
not upbeat. Less Christian. Yeah, we're trying to branch out a little bit. So enjoy some Newfound Glory.
Just don't wanna miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, 'cause I don't think that they'd understand. When everything's meant to be broken, I just want you to know who I am.
All right, we are back from that Newfound Glory. Thank you. And this week's sermon was a lot. And Brad started in Malachi and stayed there for a couple verses and then kind of...
a couple minutes.
Yeah, then walked all around the Bible a little bit. But the premise kind of the sermon this past week was these people in Malachi. I put it in terms of it's obedience versus preference. These people in Malachi weren't being obedient to God. And so they were, in a sense, doing what they wanted, living out their own preferences in life. And Brad made this great thing saying that even people years ago are still struggling with the same basic things that we struggle with today. We're constantly looking at things in this world and basically choosing our own preference over God, choosing our own preference over obedience to God. And so then Brad went all over the place from there. Mm-hmm. But that was the initial kind of what got the sermon started. And then at the very end of the kind of his sermon, he talked about in chapter 4 of Malachi about, hey, remember Moses, remember the law, remember what God has done, remember who God is. Hopefully we'll dive into a little bit of that as well. Did you get anything else like major out of that before we dive into the nitty-gritty, I guess?
Well, like at the end, he talked about... it was talking about having good community and like doing this together and having people that you're able to fight this battle with together. Mm-hmm. And so that's like, you know, life groups and not even like technical life groups, but like just the people in your life. Are you being authentic with them? Or are you guys encouraging each other, calling each other out, fighting sin together? So you talked about community and then just being in the word and getting, because that's where... like the word is living and active, and that's God's breath.
And those
right
two
there.
Things lead to obedience.
Yeah, yeah. They change your preferences and they change your motives. They change your desire to obey. And
I think life groups or living in community and being in God's word are absolutely essential. But I also think for me, if I'm truly honest, it's easy to let your life group, your chosen community become your preference. And that is the danger for me, especially living in such a churched town now as Fresno is. I remember being shocked moving here at how many seemingly believers there were, how many churches there were on every corner, and how much are we really being missional with people who are not believers. And that for me is a matter of preference, because, and I'm not saying we shouldn't be in Christian community. We absolutely should and go deep. but also
that's your preference over obedience to.
Yes. Yeah,
totally. And I think something major that Brad, he talked about this for the largest, I'd say, chunk of time, but just our culture and how culture has made things seem okay or normal. And mm-hmm. Brad never once touched the realm of legalism or anything like that. And so I hope, listeners, you don't feel that coming from us. But just even in terms of like what we listen to or the things that we watch on TV or movies, I am just immersed in this world with junior hires who are affected by culture day in and day out. And I've been in youth ministry.
Are.
Totally. I feel like junior hires, however, they're just so influential or
impressionable.
Impressionable.
It's the time of your life when you need to fit in more than ever.
Yeah, they're just totally. Trying to find someone to tell them that they like who they are. Yeah. And if they get that from culture, then they're going to cling to that.
And I've been involved in youth ministry for junior high ministry, especially for about the last 7 years. And it's interesting to see just their outlook on sex and their outlook on just like culture and things like mm-hmm. that. It's just, they're almost numb to that because to them, it's not gross anymore. It's not that it should be gross or anything like that, but it's not something that really offends them anymore. Yeah. Like they listen to their Lady Gaga's of the world or whoever Beyonce's of the world. And that's just, they're immersed in that. And Brad made a great point. 9 out of the top 10 songs on Billboard right now mm-hmm. is all about sex, you know? Yeah, and mm-hmm. it's just these junior hires. That's exactly what they're listening to. And I read something that the two most influential people for children ages 12 to 16 right now are Rob Dyrdek and Daniel Tosh. And I was like shocked.
Rob Dyrdek?
Yeah, Rob Dyrdek.
Skateboarder.
And Daniel Tosh. And now I don't think
Who's
Rob.
Who's Daniel Tosh?
He's a Tosh. Comedian, 0. But his show is pretty raunch.
Yeah. So the show is basically these YouTube clips, which are funny YouTube clips, but what ends up happening is he does these raunch jokes afterwards. And these two people are affecting culture and how it's just a YouTube. Always changing culture.
Well,
you know?
They say what this generation tolerates, the next generation will embrace.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's so, and that's like terrifying because there's things that like we're tolerating now that are horrible and my kids are going to embrace it.
I listened to this fascinating podcast about basically people in politics, let's say 50 years ago, okay? Mm-hmm. Or even 150 years ago, if you were like sleeping around as a politician, it would never get out. No one would ever know. The media would never, you would pay people off and you could sleep around all you wanted. Like, you know, this whole Arnold thing, it's all over the place, okay? And then a couple years ago, like all these stories started getting about these politicians sleeping around and then their wives left them and stuff. And so our culture right now, we're tolerating that, right?
Yeah.
But they said, in the future, what's going to happen is that these politicians are just going to be sleeping around and their wives, it's just going to be the norm. They're not going to care because that's just the future of where things are going. And I was just fascinated by that because, yeah, we're tolerating it now, but I think years later, we're just going to embrace it because that's what they're doing. That's the sin that they're giving into.
And we're going to embrace, that's terrifying for even marriages, not even in politics, you know, just every day.
As if that stuff's okay.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
And so the challenge for us as believers is how do you live in the world as salt in the world, but also how do you shape culture?
Yeah.
And
right.
I think as believers, we have far ways to go as far as that goes.
Absolutely.
Because
and I think that's where the life groups and
it feels
getting
like
into
a
the
losing
word.
Battle.
Yeah. Oh, it definitely feels like a losing battle, but I think that's because we're allowing it. We're saying it's a losing battle.
But how do you stay? I mean, this is the question I ask all the time. How do you stay relevant? Like, even with the junior hires, like, one foot in their world and the other strongly holding, like, onto Christ and knowing mm-hmm. identity. Like, you can't just fully shut off and... I mean, we need to be in culture in order to shape culture.
Right.
And then how do you raise your kids to have the same... Mindset.
Yeah.
Because, these kids, they are impressionable. So how do you train them to be firm in the Lord, but, you know,
without sheltering.
Engage? Right.
I liked what Brad said about, Brad touched on Romans a little bit for most of it, this sermon.
Yeah.
He went into Romans 1, kind of 20 through, I think, 24. And basically the premise is, and he kind of explained it with his daughter, using his daughter as an example, saying when Peyton, or maybe it's Kendall, one of the two, are on the top of a hill with a bike, Brad says to his daughter, don't bike down the hill. And she goes, no, I want to bike down the hill. And Brad says, don't bike down the hill. You're going to hurt yourself. It's not going to be good. And then Peyton goes, no, I want to ride down the hill. And he's like, I'm done fighting you. Okay, go for it. Do it. I'm done. I'm done trying to parent, you know? And then what happens? She rides down the hill. Something happens. Mm-hmm. It's the same kind of concept in Romans. God's basically saying, like, be obedient to me. Be obedient to me. Don't give into your desires, your sexual desires is what it's talking about in this case. And all of a sudden God's like, you know what? Forget it. I'm out. Like, you guys obviously aren't going to be obedient, so I'm out. And so what happens is that these people give into their sexual desires, women laying with women, men laying with men. And Brad made a good point. It's not about, like the sin that you do, like people say all the time, well, if you're, you know, homosexual, you're going to hell. Mm-hmm. No, that's not what these things are saying. It's saying if you're a sinner, if you choose to be disobedient to God and you choose your own preference, you're going to hell. Yep. And I love just that obedience versus preference mix is just, gosh, like Lacey said, how do you be obedient but having that one foot in culture so that you can shape culture so that they can see your obedience?
And you know, like he didn't mention this yesterday, but like the beautiful thing about grace is that, like, there's been a time in my life where I feel the Lord saying, don't do that, don't do that, don't do that. And I'm like, no, I'm going to. And so he lets me. And then the moment I'm like, you know, find myself in trouble or whatever, that's great. He brings me back and he's not mad at me. No, you lost your chance, Sarah. You know, that's never ending grace. And that's why it's so beautiful.
Something I struggle with, being very candid, I think my wife knows this. I will say some things sometimes, and I'll say something to this extent. These are my exact words. I'll say, if I wasn't a Christian, I could do that. Mm-hmm. You know, if I wasn't a Christian, I would do that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I've said that kind of stuff. And then I look back on it, I'm like, why would I say that? Like, I love God. I'm so thankful for what he's done in my life. But it's just that desire in my brain to give into those preferences that I have. And it's nothing like terrible or anything like that, but it's just me going, gosh, if I wasn't a Christian, I would do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, well, it's the war that we wage day in and day out of I do what I don't want to do, or you're always fighting the flesh. And that's what we're called to as believers, is to put to death the desires of our flesh and allow Christ to give us strength to live in the way that he calls us to live, to walk worthy of that calling.
And I think to get there, to get
to that. No easy feat.
No, definitely not. But to get to that place, I think, is kind of bringing it back to how Sarah kind of started us off, is it really is being intentional with community, being obedient to God, and getting in the Word. Yeah. I genuinely believe that not just reading Scripture, but studying Scripture is such a huge thing. I've been doing this thing with our producer, Andrew File. And yeah, we started.
He does.
He told me about it.
Call him a producer, by the way.
He's a producer.
Yeah, he is.
So he's basically reading just small chunks of Scripture, but then getting online and getting on our Bible database program and just learning what does this chunk of Scripture mean, and things like that just have shaped me so much and helped me so much. And I think Brad kind of ended the message going, be in community, get in the Word. Like, if you want to, like, you know, have one foot in culture, but also be obedient to God, this is how you're going to do it.
Because if you're trying, like, all day, like, I am not going to do this, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do this, and you're not filling yourself with the power to actually say no, you'll lose. It's an uphill battle. Yeah.
Right.
But if you are in the Word and actually letting it transform you, your desires will change, your preferences will change, your thought process, like, you'll
totally
be renewed by the, what is it? It's transformed by the renewing of your mind, blah, blah, something like that.
Just quoting Scripture over here.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know where it is, though.
No, that's Romans.
Well, and I have another thought, too, along the lines of my last one, like, community and Scripture, absolutely essential, again. But another preference of mine is letting community and my time reading the Bible, or however we make it into a ritual or this and that.
Right.
God alone needs to be first, above community and above, like, oh, I need to, what am I on today? I'm on my Bible reading plan, or what am I in? Oh, I'm so excited to have this new devotional that I got.
That's what I'm saying. I think when we read Scripture, don't let it just be about words on a page. Like, study the Scripture.
Well,
and
spending
it.
Time Lord, with God. First and foremost is what I'm saying. Because our preference, again, it can be life group or this and that or however.
And it's hard to, like, engage yourself with Scripture. Like, it's easy just to read it, but it's hard to think through it and let it penetrate and, you know, memorize and meditate. Right. And so it's easy sometimes for me to go, okay, I read 2 chapters today. Woo.
Yeah.
But totally. It's yeah.
Well, that was a spirited discussion. I like that.
Wrap it up.
Tie a bow on it.
All right. Well, up next, we're going to have some news with our main man, Kevin Tinkins. So woo-hoo. Stick around for that. Some more Newfound Glory is awaits you.
With Kevin Tinkin.
Are you guys ready for some news?
I am excited, Kevin.
Sarah's ready. She is ready. She's got her shoes off. It's news time.
Kevin, I think you showed up a little late today. What happened, bud?
It just didn't make sense.
The time of 10 a.m. just doesn't compute well.
It didn't make sense. No, I was...
You were too busy praying for our forefathers in memoriam, right?
It was so, for their souls.
Yeah. So hit us with some news. Hit us with some knowledge.
Well, the first news story is kind of a sad one, and it's really relevant. I'm just going to play a little section here. Oh, yeah! Anybody know who that is?
Did that get picked up? All right. You want me to do a demonstration of it?
1,000,000%!
That is our good friend... Randy Savage.
Macho Man.
Macho Man Randy Savage. From the Slim Jim and WWE fame.
Hulk Hogan. You don't know.
Tell us how he died,
about.
Kevin.
Oh my gosh. That's great.
Step into a Slim Jim.
That's right. Unfortunately, he did pass away.
We got some voice actors in here. Yeah.
He was snapping too hard into a Slim Jim. I'm a horrible person. I'm a horrible person.
It's a horrible place to find information on stingrays.
Oh, what?
He had a heart attack while he was driving down the highway with his wife.
Oh, wow. I thought he got hit or something.
No, and they ran into a pole and it was sad. But I don't want to focus.
Is she okay?
I don't know. I think she's
Let's
alive,
just talk about how great Macho Man Randy Savage was.
Please, I want to celebrate his life.
Oh, I'm sure Christian can celebrate his life.
Yeah. I was a huge WWF fan back in the day.
Before it was WWE.
Don't sue me, World Wildlife Foundation. But man, I had the first ever WrestleMania on beta back in the day. And I was such a big fan. Not so much of Randy Savage. I was a Hacksaw Jim Duggan guy. Mm. And so were you a fan, Kevin?
Bring the hacksaw. Dude, I'm going to march. If the microphone could move with me, I'd get my 2x4
so
out right now.
So good, right? Uh-huh. Macho Man was such a good wrestler, and I think he was like Dwayne The Rock Johnson before Dwayne The Rock. Like, he was like that era's The Rock.
I think the best thing about Macho Man Randy Savage is that you always weren't sure if he was on drugs. Like, if you look up on YouTube, like, Macho Man Randy Savage interviews, and they're like, Macho Man on coke? And it's like a question mark, and then you see it, and he's literally like...
Just being himself.
He's being himself, but he's like out of his mind. Like, I don't know, that's just...
Every interview I've ever seen with him, he's sweating profusely, like, just as wild as he could possibly be.
Real quick, that would be a sign towards drugs.
It would be, yeah. It's pretty bad, but it's entertaining. It's entertainment, hey. I have to play this, what I would like to call some verbal gymnastics, right?
All right, go for it.
This is from the soundboard that I have here.
The Tower of
power, too sweet to be sour. I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
I mean, come on.
That's like,
that's just
sky's
great.
The limit and space is the place. I'm using it.
Steven Tyler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just says just, whatever the heck he wants.
Yeah.
That is so crazy. That is a sad story, but R.I.P. Macho Man. And if you still watch wrestling, please text us and let us know if you do. Anyways, Kevin, hit us with some more knowledge here.
All right. Well, it's another sad one. The lady with 300 cats and 35 dogs.
Is she in Fresno?
She's in Fresno. And God bless her. Right, Lacey?
No,
God bless.
No. Lacey's a big animal fan.
Those animals are probably really suffering, yeah. Actually.
The news story starts out with, if there weren't for the 10 trash cans filled with kitty litter out front, you might never know.
Never know that she has that many cats?
300 cats and plus 35 dogs. Yeah, but the neighbors are complaining about noise and apparently there's an odor.
So, I don't believe it.
Does she live in like a suburban, like, yeah, like a track house? I mean, or like, does she have a lot of area?
It's a regular. It's
not good.
Yeah, can we like Google Earth her house?
Do you ever watch Stephen Colbert by any chance? Kevin?
I do.
He does this thing where it's like enemy of the state, basically. Oh, yeah. And he did one with these, like, this guy who has a cat farm of like 1,000 cats.
Oh. 1,000?
But he like has created their own like town hall and like they've made a cat president. And he said that like basically as a joke, like these cats are gonna take over the earth. And so he's now he should connect with the person from Fig Garden.
Because it's mind-boggling to you, yeah.
Oh, so in the article, are they going to rescue those cats? I mean, what are they going to do?
Well, right now, it's the lady with 300 cats may be in danger because of complaints from the neighbors. That's about as...
Well, she has to move out or something, or
She may have to get rid of some of the animals or something like that. Wow. It didn't really go into details of the consequences.
You've ever seen the show Hoarders?
Animal hoarding. Animal hoarders show.
People come in with like full on like pads, like hockey gear, and they legitimately like have to grab the cats from like their necks. And it's
well, because the cats are in such a bad environment that they are very wild. They're not taken care of.
They're feral, if you will.
Yeah. It's
not Pharrell like the rapper, but Pharrell.
Will Ferrell?
Pharrell's donuts.
Wait, isn't there a rapper named
Donuts? Open 24 hours.
Pharrell. Sorry.
I used to have a friend I called Fair Al because he was always worried about the.
We was a fair guy, right?
Yeah, we're not talking about him either.
His name was Al.
He always made a fair decision about life. Sarah, I believe you brought a news story.
Wait.
As well.
Let me just give a quick plug.
Oh.
The lady with 300 cats probably needs help for a mental illness. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
A quick plug for the Well Counseling Center. Is that what you're trying to plug here?
Yes.
Where you can find affordable counseling.
That information is mind-boggling.
300 cats.
Because it's mind-boggling to you. Yeah.
I'm sorry. All right, Sarah, you had a little story that we were talking about, some things for families to do coming up this summer. Yes. Correct?
Yes. This summer at Woodward Park, it's called Shakespeare in the Park, and Fresno State puts on some Shakespeare shows that are family friendly.
And they're free?
You know, it says you could do all three shows for $20. So I don't know how much each.
Go for it. Shakespeare's family friendly?
Well, sometimes. I would disagree. These
if you can't understand
these
what's going
are,
on.
Yeah. Right. Yes. Actually, the only one that may not be is Romeo and Juliet, but if you look away at the right time, then it's family friendly.
I would just say go see Romeo and Juliet, and you'll get the full story.
Okay, so they're doing three shows, Comedy of Errors, All My Sons, and Romeo and Juliet, and those are going on.
And I've heard that
summer.
Shakespeare in the Park is a lot of fun, and a lot of people go, and it's at the amphitheater there at Woodward Park, where the baptisms are taking place as well. So
way to bring this
bringing it back around.
You bring dinner, you know, grab some T-Bell or whatever you want. And
I just want to really quick, T-Bell. Before we kind of close things out, I want to clear the air here a little bit. Kevin, I was not mad at you last week. I just want to make sure you're aware. I know
you
spent.
Did you hear that?
Harmonizer's coming out.
My heart just got lighter.
My wife listened to the last week's episode and she's like, "Were you mad at Kevin?" And I said, "That's how she talks." And I said, "No, I wasn't mad." And she's like, "Oh, it really sounded like you were mad." And I was like, "So I just need to publicly apologize here on the air, so all of our listeners knew that." So, hey, are we cool, dude?
Oh, I love you.
Hug it out.
Yeah, I would hug it out, but the microphone's gonna get in the way.
Right. Well, Kevin, thanks for bringing the news, and thanks for bringing some good little sound bits from Macho Man Randy.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, up next, we're going to have an interview with Wes Crockett and talk about our favorite subject in school and why. So that's to look forward to.
Peace.
We are back with a dear friend of mine named Wesley Crockett, or as the junior hires call him, West.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah, they do call me that.
It's funny because we've now made the junior hires believe that your name is actually West Crockett.
So. And I am thinking about literally changing it.
It's really funny. I'm sorry if that bothers you, but I find it to be hilarious.
I'll get over it.
All right, good.
Thanks. It is so great to have him here. I mean, really, we've known him through word,
plenty of emails.
Through
very
voicemail.
Few words, though.
Can we bring up a couple beefs here? One is... you write just about the shortest emails we get.
Yeah.
Also,
and that's a beef.
Yeah, that's beef.
Okay.
Number two is that we're never really sure about what your order is because you always go 1, 2, 3, and we're wondering number one is your number one or is it backwards order?
Well, there is a number next to it, and that is what it is.
So number one is number one.
Yeah, read it backwards if you have to.
Why would you start with the best?
We're just really confused.
I'm sorry. I'll try.
That's why I said
I'll try
this
hard it
beef.
Up. Right. Not good enough.
I didn't know I was going to get assaulted right now.
Well, we ask our guests every week the same question, but I think we know what your answer would be. Are you a fan of The Spout?
Absolutely not.
Oh, come on, Wes. You listen every week.
Jeremiah.
I just fast forward to the emails to see if I mentioned, actually. All right. I don't care about the rest of it.
Oh, sure. Whatever, Wes. Wes told me that he had a long drive to San Francisco one night, and he said that The Spout was what kept him up late at night. Is that true?
Yeah, it was actually really great. And I don't know how I feel about it yet. I'm still kind of making up my mind. But I was literally sitting there laughing in my car with my cell phone kind of up against my chest as if I'm not really on my cell phone while
your
driving.
Bosom.
Yeah, holding it against me.
Wait, is that because you couldn't hook it up to your system or?
Well, that and I left my headphones in the back seat with the rest of my stuff and I was too lazy to pull over and get it.
I've always wondered, is it illegal to drive with your headphones in? Like, I would assume that it is, but when you have an iPhone, you use your earpiece and it's a headphone.
That's what I do.
I used to think it was, but now, I don't know.
I think if you have one out.
What's the worst of two evils?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Wes, we want to hear about you because I know you pretty well, but we want to know a little bit about you. Kind of when did you start coming to the well? Tell us about a little bit about yourself. And I know you got something pretty exciting coming up here in October. So tell us about all that.
I do?
I don't know. Maybe it's not exciting to you. Maybe your wedding is not that exciting.
Oh, no.
Shoot. I better remember that date. So I've been coming to the well for 6.5 or so years.
He's an OG, original gangster.
Mm-hmm. I started doing junior high there too, back when we had two junior hires.
Yeah.
That was pretty exciting.
You've been doing junior high this whole time?
Just about.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome. So back in the old days.
Wes is a great leader. He picks up trash every week, and he complains every week that I don't tell the junior hires to pick up trash.
I think that they need to be socially responsible. And
I know.
Part of that is picking up their own trash.
Be adults, pick up your trash.
I mean, honestly, what are we teaching
them
when they're out on the
sidewalk? You can say, I'm not the maid.
I see.
Well,
do I look like your mother? Yeah. Is that what you say?
No, I don't, because they're already gone by the time I see them.
Wes also...
what if they said yes?
Wes is kind of, right now, if you go to the Fig Garden campus, Wes is our Fig Garden junior high director. Like, he's over there every week, and he's... You actually get to baptize one or two kids this weekend, don't you?
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked about it. Yeah.
That is cool.
That's a cool opportunity.
And you're getting married soon. Tell us about your fiance.
I am. I'm getting married to the greatest girl there is.
Mm-hmm. Good answer.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, so October 29th is
her name?
The big day. Her name is Heather.
And Heather's does she listen to The Spout?
Probably not.
But now you're on it.
Although I did tell her, she didn't know really what it was until this morning. We were having breakfast at Batter Up, and I was kind of explaining what's talked about and all that. And she's like, I think you'll do great. You have a great voice for radio. I'm like, and I kind of looked at her, I'm like, really?
Well, maybe she'll listen to this episode. Usually what happens is people listen to one episode and they're hooked right away.
Hooked
right,
for Sarah? Totally.
All 77 lifetime of your fans that's immediately. What happened.
Hey, we're almost getting to 100, all right?
Are you? We've kind of plateaued at 77, we really have though.
We need to get above 100.
Yeah. You guys should let Heather me promote.
We should make t-shirts.
I promote on Facebook and Twitter.
Well,
so I'm
what is stopping
that.
You?
Yeah,
I'm
Wes.
Why haven't you been doing it the whole time?
I don't know.
You did win.
We thought you were a fan.
The last time I tried promoting something, it kind of didn't work out.
All I know is that I remember this. When Dave Johnson was on the Spoutcast, we had something like 44 fans, and then he posted on his Facebook, hey, listen to the Spoutcast, and the next day we had like 63 fans.
Mm-hmm. I'll get you fans in different states. How's that?
That's all I care about.
All right.
That's really all I care
about. North
Dakota,
that counts as a state still, right?
Oh yeah, you're big. You do the whole North Dakota thing.
You're big
every
in
winter.
North Dakota.
I am.
Huh?
I am.
Wes is pretty.
Well, there's only about five people, and I know them all. So.
Oh, okay, good.
Now, Wes, being your friend, and over the, I guess it's been 2 years. We've been friends the last 2 years. I remember when I came into the junior high group, everyone told me about this guy Wes, and I didn't meet you because you didn't go to that first winter retreat I was at, and so everybody built you up to be this like the greatest guy on earth. And then when I met you, I was
let
no, I
wasn't.
No.
Oh my God. Where are you going with this?
No, I was like, you. I mean, we've been friends ever since that day I met you, I believe, at the pounding that was at Jeff's house.
No, I didn't go to that.
You didn't go to that.
Can you explain what a pounding is, just in case people don't know?
A pounding is basically like it's a little get-together party for new people that come into town, and you get somebody gives you a pound of something. So a pound of flour, a pound of toilet paper, a pound of gift certificates. Things like that.
A whole pound?
I don't think we got that. I don't think we got
a pound
of gifts.
I'm just saying that's an idea that. But I just remember we met and we've kind of just hit it off ever since. You grew up near Santa Cruz, Monterey, Salinas area. Uh-huh. And so.
I spent a lot of time in Santa Cruz.
Right. And so, Wes, over the past year, you've been involved in something called Academy, right?
Yeah.
And how have you been liking that?
It's a really great opportunity. I really enjoy it. Rick's an awesome teacher. What was it, Patrick? Dr. Patrick is a really great teacher, especially with this kind of coursework.
Now, what do you guys go through? Because I'm kind of unfamiliar with Academy, but how does it work? Is it like a classroom? Or?
Well, each semester it's broken up to where it starts at 6:15-ish, I think.
Okay.
And from 6:15 until about 7:45, it's just kind of listening to him teach about, you know, whatever it is we're going over that week.
Mm.
And then the last part of it is you break off into table life groups.
Oh, nice.
If you're already in a life group, it's kind of optional. But, you know, if you're not in a life group, Heather and I aren't in life groups because, you know, we're not true Wellians or something.
But,
so we stay and we hang out and we get into big theological debates with other people.
Throwing chairs.
By the end of it, we just punch each other. I don't punch Heather, but we punch the other people.
Now, I heard that Academy is kind of like, it's like a semester basis. And so what you've been involved for a year, right? So what were the two semesters?
The first semester was the entire New Testament in 14 weeks.
Wow.
It was one book a week for most of the weeks. And then some weeks it was two or three, depending on some of the shorter books and whatnot.
Jude is like 23 verses.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it was pretty cool. So
The
second semester was developing a biblical worldview.
Oh.
And that went over kind of six big topics of that different religions, or actually for that matter, religions and then atheism and being agnostic, what they kind of view the different
viewpoints. Oh, that'd be interesting.
So like, you know, life, death, purpose, mission, totally. Sin, evil, those kinds of things. We kind of discuss how everybody looks at them. Mm-hmm. So this
like
semester,
different, how different religions look at
yeah,
them.
Different yeah, different groups. So like it was really cool because 1 week would be, you know, the world views. What are they? You know, what do Hindus think? What do Buddhists think? What do the atheists think about this? Mm-hmm. And then the next week was, all right, this is what we know from scripture. This is what scripture tells us of this. Mm-hmm. And it was actually really cool because some things we just kind of like, oh yeah, well I know scripture says this, you know, and right. that's it. But then Rick just, you know, drops a bomb on us and it's just so much bigger than what we thought.
Mm. Right.
Sounds so
or
great.
So much more truthful than what we thought. Sometimes, right. you know, oh, it's kind of gray.
Yeah.
No, it's really not, you know.
Mm. Now, so, that's pretty cool. I know that there is, with Academy, there's homework involved in it. And it's just mostly reading, right? It's just kind of catching it yourself up to speed before the next class.
Yeah, reading and taking notes, which I'm awful at. I'm gonna admit. I hope
no, that's okay.
Does he listen to this?
He listens. He's the biggest fan. No.
Probably,
in the world.
Yeah.
I asked him this weekend, and he didn't even know it existed.
He's so. He's designing the shirt right now as we speak. So.
Yeah, Rick's designing the shirt.
Every week we check in. We have to put an X if we show up, and an X if we did the homework. And sometimes I'm just like, oh,
is it just
man.
The honor system?
Yeah, it is. But you know, I'm at church. Can't lie.
But what do they do if you don't do the homework?
Nothing.
It's
that's
not
the,
like they're going to come after
thing.
You and be like,
that's the
oh,
thing.
You're not
still,
a good student.
Like,
it's like the residency final. What are they going to do if you fail the residency final?
Give me back this past year.
Right. Yeah. I heard a funny joke about Rick the other day. He doesn't.
You know you've made it big when people like good. Make up jokes about
oh,
you.
Maybe
like...
you told me this, but this was, I believe, the 7 o'clock service last week, and Brad got up on stage, or someone got up on stage and wanted to make this joke, but they didn't say it. But they wanted to go like, so I guess the rapture didn't happen, but I can't. We can't find Rick anywhere. As if he was the only one that went to go.
Oh, why didn't he say that? That's funny.
I know.
Funny.
I think he may have been like self-conscious about saying something. I don't know. It was funny when I heard it, though. So I guess my biggest thing with like Academy is this whole homework thing, because I'm not a big fan of school. However, I'm also like, if it's just reading scripture, I feel like that's plenty. That's great. I love reading scripture. It doesn't really feel like homework, does it?
It does.
Oh, okay.
Actually.
Great.
No, because, you know, okay, it's Monday night. So Sunday night, I'm left with reading all of Matthew or something like that.
So you're not.
That's why you pace yourself.
Yeah, you're not.
Yeah, well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. In a perfect world.
You're what's that? You're a last minute type person. What's that
procrastinator.
Word? Procrastinator.
Yes and no. It depends on what it is.
Now, it really does. Wes, were you a good student in like regular school or not really?
I was a bad student.
Oh, me too.
I got the exact same GPA in college I did in high school, and it's equally terrible.
You're all 4.3. It's no big deal.
Yeah.
See, my wife and I, one of the reasons why I'm attracted to my wife is that she is an excellent student and I am far from it.
Heather is too.
I would consider myself street smart. Like, I think I do really good on the show Street Smarts.
Mm-hmm.
But,
I didn't know that was a show.
What? You never heard of Street Smarts?
No.
Oh,
Sarah,
that's a good
back
show.
Me up.
Yeah,
the
it's
Dunce
totally
Cap?
A great show.
The Dunce Cap? Oh,
yeah.
Come on. Street Smarts is great.
Yeah.
All right. I watch that show like every afternoon. But my wife is much more book smart than I am. And so kind of what I wanted to do is I wanted to share what our favorite subjects in school were. One, because I feel like I can get to know someone a little bit as far as what their favorite subject and what they're most passionate about in school is. And so I'd like to really know what your guys' favorite subject in school was or is and why it is your favorite subject. Are you guys cool doing that? Yes? No?
Yes.
All right.
I was thinking.
Well, it's different because in high school, my favorite subject was PE. By far.
This is of all time, Lacey.
Of all time.
So
of all
like
time.
I'm
bad
first,
for
though.
Saying PE.
No.
After
Wes.
You say I'm like a scholar.
You are a scholar.
I say PE.
No. PE, I feel like PE is just as equally as difficult
so
as.
No.
No.
Oh my
I
gosh.
Hated PE. I couldn't wait to get out of PE.
My high school students were like, we have to run 3 miles and this and that. I'm like, we played paddleball for a year straight.
Yeah.
We didn't do anything.
Badminton.
It was amazing.
Every day.
Oh, we had to run all the time. I was
3 miles?
In the best shape of my life.
We didn't do a
I never did,
thing
yeah.
in PE.
Well, I got a concussion playing flag football.
That means you had a bad PE teacher.
I loved it.
All right, Wes, hit us with your favorite subject and give us a reason why it was your favorite subject.
Okay, so...
and don't say Academy.
Can it be my favorite... course rather than subject?
Sure, absolutely.
All right, because I hated every other class leading up to this one that was in the same subject.
Fair enough.
But I took a class in college. It was Advanced Database Administration.
Wow.
Advanced Database Theory and Administration.
There's theory within sounds databases? Like
a
blast.
Oh, there's a lot of theory.
I think Dave just fell asleep in the other room.
Okay.
Tell us why you liked it.
It was a big challenge, first of all. The classes leading up to it didn't really prepare me for it.
Mm.
But then, and I had hated doing database, like creating databases. And I'm not talking about like your Access databases or those easy ones. I mean,
it got I'm just letting advanced. You know that our listeners are falling asleep.
Yeah, that's
at
fine.
This
that's fine. But in this one, I don't know what it was, but the teacher was awesome. And
it's all about a good teacher. It really is.
Yeah.
It is.
I'm a big fan.
Seriously.
What was your major?
And I'm sure Sasan Ramadian is a avid listener of the show.
Oh, yeah. Your teacher? That's his teacher. I got
yeah,
that.
Got
it.
Okay.
Yeah. What was your major?
Business information, computer information systems.
Okay. Database.
So the big reason, guys.
Lacey,
I'm
wake
a huge
up.
Nerd, so. I am just a huge nerd.
It's all right, dude.
No, I like databases, and I like them because yeah. they're black and white, and like there's no theory involved. And now
no,
you just tell me
theory
there's
involved.
Theory in databases.
Sarah, let's hit.
Sorry,
hit the
I'm
spoutcast.
Just taking over.
No, it's all right. Let us know what your favorite subject in school was and why.
Well, I didn't have a favorite subject. I did have a favorite class in college, though, and had
yeah,
nothing to do
enough.
With
class,
had nothing to
subject.
With su- like subject or my major.
Right.
But for general ed, I had to take a women's studies class.
Oh, I've taken a women's studies class as well.
I loved it because it was so different than. I mean, I didn't agree with anything she was saying.
Right.
But it was it. She was so crazy liberal. I loved her. Mm. She was like fascinating. I wanted to pick her brain apart. And she kind of, I don't even know why else I liked it. We got to pick apart advertisements and commercials and talk about how women are being, you know, turned into objects.
Right.
And my eyes were opened.
Totally.
I had no idea that that's how it was.
I took a women's studies class in Santa Cruz, which
oh, gosh,
you take liberal and then you
and then
multiply
Santa
it
Cruz.
By 10. And it was awesome.
Right.
It's just, I don't necessarily agree with everything or
yeah.
anything like that, but I agreed with most of the stuff. But it was one of those things where my eyes were just open to mm-hmm. the way that women are projected in media and
totally.
Culture. And even, like, we talked a lot about, like, post-World War II women and
mm-hmm.
pre-World War II women. It was just a really fascinating idea. But that's interesting you said that was your favorite.
Oh, and a lot of it was my favorite because it made me more firm in what I do believe and the opinions I do have about women and women in the home or women as mothers, because she's so, like, I think her husband was at home at that moment raising the kids and she was the breadwinner. And so it just made me more firm in why I do the, or why I believe and why the Bible
in
is so true.
In your women's studies class, would they be okay with you calling her the breadwinner? Or
oh, they'd probably applaud me.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
They'd love it.
And she talked about how church is a crutch and all this stuff and I of course don't agree with any of it, but it made me so much more passionate about the things I do believe. And,
absolutely.
You know, so it made me mm-hmm. stronger in my faith and it
good.
Opened my eyes to crazy advertisements. And she was just entertaining.
Just yeah.
crazy.
My women's studies teacher was
I
just
I think she had blue streaks in her hair too. And she was like 65.
I think my teacher had like the feathers before the feathers were like, you know, popular.
Oh, you mean the one I have in my hair right now?
Where the oh mine I put one in last week and it fell out. Well, I ripped it out. And
he
then
said
I had
he ripped it out. I'm like, scissors.
Did well, you really have a feather in your hair?
Yes,
you haven't seen
did.
The photo.
He did it for the junior.
I did
higher.
It for the junior high group.
You have one too.
Yeah, I'm like super edgy, you guys.
Yeah, totally.
No,
all right, Lacey, what was your favorite subject in school and why, or class
well,
in school?
Wait,
I really like creative writing. Yeah, we're not going in order. We're going.
Oh, we saved the best for last.
The listeners don't know
okay.
what order we're sitting in.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, I've always liked English, but now in my master's program, I love all my counseling work because that's obviously what I'm working towards. I want to
right.
be an MFT, and so I'm passionate about all of that. This semester, though, I took a counseling families class, and it was such great work. I mean, to learn about your family, we did genogram work, and you send out questions to your family, and it just gives you such insight for why I am the way I am and
why your family's the way your family
yes.
is. Her dad sent her this like 3-page letter of like every relative known like in the family.
He answered
basically.
Every question.
Yeah.
He sent me a handwritten letter and it's probably one of the more meaningful things I've ever received in my life.
Yeah.
Because it came from my dad. That's a whole nother story.
Right.
But
let's have family counseling time now. Talk
yeah.
about our families.
It was just so great. And just I would encourage people to learn about your family, your culture,
where you came
birth from, birth order, everything, yeah. dynamics. It is so important.
I don't know anybody beyond my grandparents. Yes.
Well, I took a class very similar to that, and that was my second favorite class, family yeah. relations.
Hey, we're not doing top three here.
I know,
all right,
but
Sarah.
I just want to connect, yeah. you know, my two.
And it is hard work, and it opens up emotions for sure, but it's really good. Good stuff.
There you go. My favorite subject in, it was my very first semester of college, and it was the one of the only classes I took that wasn't online in college. I mostly got an online degree, but it was my speech 101 class, and I don't know, you didn't go to Cabrillo, right?
I did for like Spanish.
Okay. Well, so I took a speech class, and you had to take a listening class with your speech class, and the listening class was awful. But the speech class was you had to give four speeches throughout the year. And I remember two of my speeches, but I remember everybody else's speeches were so good. Like somebody gave a speech on like the world of like garage sales and yard sales and how like this woman wakes up at like 5 a.m. I remember at the end of the semester, you had to give a 20-minute speech on something you're really passionate about. And what can you guys know what I gave my speech on for 20 minutes?
O-Town.
I did.
And, did you really?
Oh, yeah. And I nailed it. Got an A-plus on it.
Totally nailed it.
Oh, it was awesome.
O-Town speech.
You got what's an A-plus great is, some funny looks.
I just want to say this. What's great is that I didn't take a single note for the speech. I did it all by memorization.
Of course you did.
And oh, I nailed God. The speech. And it was 20 minutes. You couldn't go over 20 minutes and you couldn't be under 19 minutes. It was so good. I also gave a speech on why pirating music is bad, and I did a lot of research on that, and it, like I've since that point I've never pirated music. I'm a big fan of you know, paying for music and things like that. So Wes,
can I just say something? In my speech class, I got marked down because my socks didn't match my shoes.
Well, you did have to dress wow. up. So it was funny. I dressed up with a suit and tie and
well,
gave a
he has
speech.
No compassion for you.
I don't.
It was so messed up.
I dressed up in a suit and tie and gave a speech on O-Town. It was one of the more hilarious
you
moments
really
of my
just
life.
Talked about O-Town for 20 minutes. Cause you,
I gave.
You, but
I,
then when you showed up to give your thesis or whatever, didn't you not even wear a suit?
No, that was in a different class. That was recent college. Remember, I gave my thesis. I gave my final thesis like speech to my class, and I forgot to wear a suit that day. And everybody's dressed up, and I told the teacher, "Well, junior high pastors don't dress up, so this is what I'm wearing." And he's like, "Oh yeah, I totally. It connects with your thesis." And so I got away with it. It was
well,
awesome.
Well done.
Well, hey, let's read some other people's favorite
right.
Subjects in school. We got a couple emails here. I'll read one, then you read one, Sarah, and then right. I'll hit us up with one more. But we got an email.
Lacey, you just sit this one out.
Yeah, sorry. Anyways, we got an email from Jeremiah Spears. Faithful Jeremiah and Wes.
And Wes.
It's weird getting not getting an email from you this week.
You want
week,
me to send one right now?
I'm good. We're good.
Pull out your phone.
But Jeremiah's favorite subject in school was definitely PE, Lacey. I love to play and be active. It was such a great way to get the energy out. And Jeremiah has a lot of energy.
Yes,
let me tell you that. So I wish I could share the story about the knife in Jeremiah. Did you hear that story
what?
The other day?
No.
The knife in Jeremiah?
Jeremiah's going to kill me, but I'm going to say it anyway. Remember how I was talking about how Jeremiah's crazy?
Yes.
Okay, oh Jeremiah gosh. Was That's in mean. The middle of the sanctuary, like on a Monday morning at like 6 a.m. working, and all of a sudden, the lights turned off on him, and it was pitch black, and he was so freaked out that he like pulled his knife out of his pocket. He's like, "Hello? Hello?" And he was telling the story in the Welly Deli, and people who listen to the Sproutcast, I was like, do you see why this person is a crazy person? So,
did the lights just turn out because they're like motion detectors?
Yeah, they're okay. On like a motion thing. And so they just turned right out and he like freaked out. He thought someone was like,
hello?
Pull his knife out. Hello? So, yeah.
Probably said it just like that
yes.
too.
That's
yes,
what he
did.
That's how he, all right, maybe I'm exaggerating a little bit.
No, it's okay.
All right, Sarah, read your text message that you received.
I received a text the Spoutcast received text message, and it says, okay, for your favorite subject in school,
yeah.
science, because Mrs. Nicoletto teaches it. And that is from every student
Nicoletto.
From Mendota High
when
School.
When I read that, I initially thought, does every student from Mendota listen to this podcast?
Absolutely, they do.
Don't admit
that. It is actually from Beth Nicoletto, who teaches
science
biology and earth science at Mendota High School.
Right. But I'm actually, I have been warned that Beth Nicoletta does not listen to this bout at all.
But why would she email or text in if you don't listen? That is very
peculiar. Well, this shows that she did listen because she got the phone number.
She had to have
Beth, thanks.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Yeah.
I got one more email that I'm gonna read just the favorite subject here, and I'll read the rest later. But this is from Andrew Ballou. He says, my favorite subject in school growing up was math.
Ooh.
It's like, he's all, I know, shocking, right? And then he goes, oh, ha ha. I love how people type ha ha in their email. Like, I'm supposed to laugh. All right, anyways, the computer geek likes math. Well, math was always my favorite because it's never subjective. There was a problem. When there was a problem, there was a solution. None of this, quotation marks, no one is wrong. There are all right answers. Oh, I get what he's saying. Like, it's none of this. No one is wrong. There's no right answers. No, in math, there is a right answer.
Yep. Black and white.
Right. So there it is. His favorite subject was math. We didn't get a lot of, what would you call them, emails and messages this week, but that's because it was, you know,
it was
just
a weird week
and holiday and everything else. And we'll do a drawing as soon as we come back from the break. But Wes, why don't you give us some last minute details about Academy? I know Academy starts up in the September and it's on Monday nights, correct?
Yeah, Monday nights at 6:15 till 8:15.
Right.
And it starts September 12th.
September 12th.
Yeah.
What's the subject?
This subject is...
It's
going to be a big one.
Yeah.
It's studying the Old Testament historical books.
Ooh, that could be awesome.
So 14 weeks of...
Old Testy.
Old Testy.
Testy.
Let me finish that word off there, guys.
All right.
Can cut that, right?
Signing out.
Anyways.
There is a video to record facial expressions. It would be genius.
Anyways, so sign up online at thewellcommunity.org. There is actually a link to the Academy page where you can learn a little bit more on our Spoutcast page. But sign up in the summer because I have been told that like Academy will fill up. And they don't.
Yeah, it fills up for the first 3 weeks.
And then
there's tons of rooms. So.
All right. So,
it's
yes.
free, right?
Well,
you have to pay for materials.
$50. It's a $50 donation.
Okay, but here's the thing. If you pay to go to seminary.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
It's
So,
I mean, this is just awesome.
Right,
because you're basically getting
but
the
I'm not
same
getting a degree
sword.
Out of it.
Well, in,
right. But if you want the knowledge,
right.
and
you
Rick
cannot
Taylor's
beat
a doctor.
It.
There you
exactly.
Go.
Yeah.
There you go. Have you seen this massive ring?
Well, we don't know where Rick is, remember? We haven't seen him since the rapture. So.
Oh, right. Where is Rick?
He's with the Lord.
He's teaching it now.
All right, Wes. Well, thanks for being on here. Remember
Thank
to check out thewellcommunity.org. Next week on the interview, we are going to have, I would call him famous, but maybe he's not famous.
What?
His name is Brad Bell. And
famous.
And he's going to come and chat with us about the summer teaching series, but also with the summer teaching series, we're going to go over our favorite thing to do in the summer as a kid. That was Sarah's idea. Do you remember that?
Yes,
and
I
so,
remember.
Good one, Sarah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to email in.
Right, exactly. All right, Wes, thanks for being here. Up
Thank
next, we'll read some more emails, we'll do some quick announcements, and we'll end the show. We are back and we are going to read some emails, do some announcements, and pick our winner for the last CD that we can give away.
All
How
right.
sad.
Do you have your Fast Five hat?
I got my Fast Five hat here with me, and maybe I should change my Fast Five hat up for, you know, because the movie's not popular anymore.
Was it popular?
Was it ever?
Oh my gosh, that movie made so much
Don't,
money.
Let's not all even right, get right, into this all argument all right, now. All right.
Anyways, let's. I had mentioned earlier, Andrew Ballou had talked about his favorite subject, but he also wrote us a very nice email. So I'm going to read here a couple emails, okay? Mm-hmm. Or actually, I'll give you this email, and I'll read Andrew's email. It says, "Hello there. This is my first email to The Spout. However, I feel like I already know you all so well. Perhaps it's because I already know all of you anyways, even Dave." Hi, Dave. So let's start this off by saying, shame on Sarah Wells for thinking Ben Franklin was on the $20
bill. Listen, I was flustered.
Just back off, all
right?
I
was not thinking clearly.
It's all right. I don't know if you guys watch Conan, but he has a segment in which fans point out mistakes on a show, and it's hilarious. Can I just say this about Conan O'Brien really fast? Everybody's going to be so mad at me, but I don't think he's that...
Don't say it.
All right.
I
don't think he's that funny, and I think everybody likes Conan O'Brien because they're jumping on a bandwagon a little bit. However, he's quasi-funny. I just don't think he's as funny as other late-night hosts.
If Megan was here, she would freak out because she has watched Conan O'Brien since she was 14 years old.
Yeah, well, oh. I don't think he's all that great.
Okay.
Sorry, Conan.
I saw him live.
He listens a lot.
You think everyone should listen to Jimmy Fallon and what's his name?
Jimmy Kimmel.
I would say everybody listen to Jimmy Fallon. I think he's hilarious. Maybe you should consider starting a segment like the one on Conan's show where you have your own people point out the mistakes that Sarah Wells makes.
Great.
I think it would be
love
a hit.
It.
Just saying. Hi, Dave. It says, I've enjoyed several pieces of your podcast for the last 4 weeks, and I'm grateful to Christian who burns me a disc so I can listen every week.
Yeah, that is so funny.
I love the Spoutcast. I want everybody to like it. All right.
However, we should burn one for everyone on staff and put it in their box.
He said, I should do that. He Maybe says, however, yeah. I think you guys need to work out some issues. You all constantly bicker with one another and pick on each other. Mostly Christian. Poor guy. I know, Sarah.
No.
And I think it's time you all just got along and lay those issues down to the Lord. Way to get all Christian on us, Andrew.
Way to pull the God card.
So Megan's a hipster, Christian's a child. Everyone get over it.
That's hilarious. What am I?
You just, you just are the person that doesn't know what Bill Ben Franklin's on. Okay. So, and he says, haha, okay, time for my favorite subject, which we already read. So, Andrew, you're in the Fast Five hat. We also have another email from...
Do you want me to read the whole thing?
Sure. Why not? Just read it fast.
Okay. Okay. Hello, all. My name is Alan Becker. I am a new listener here at the Spoutcast, and I can't be more pleased about it. Mm-hmm. The first episode I listened to is number 10, At the Fervent and Repeated Proposals of One Sarah Wells. I want everyone to listen to the Spoutcast. Okay. I was intrigued by what the Spoutcast was, proposition to be. I was not let down. Not only was it light and entertaining, but at times delved deeper into spiritual foundations, and some very good points were covered. But an email filled with mindless drivel. Drivel?
I like this guy.
Drivel? Okay. Is not what I wrote you for today. Of course, you know how awesome the show is. Okay. What I wanted to bring to light was...
He sounds like really smart, and I'm not... my emails sound like, what's up, dude? So keep going.
What I wanted to bring to light was the opening song for your show. It is also the...
Wait. Before you read that email, the rest of that email, I just want to say that on episode 1 or 2, I believe, I think 2, no, because our first couple episodes, we had a different theme song.
Right.
I think it was about 4.
It was from Kill Bill.
Right. I said, if anybody can name this theme song and where it's from, I'll give them $10 to iTunes. And this person knew the song and where it was from.
And so immediately he knew it.
Immediately he knew it.
You should not promo those episodes. Those aren't the greatest.
Hey!
I'm just saying.
We invited you here.
You're working
what,
the
Lacey?
Kinks
no.
out.
No.
You would agree, wouldn't you?
The first episode is not so great. The other ones, I think Sarah and I did a great job. Sarah, continue with the email.
Hands in.
Okay.
Who brought this person over here?
Okay, what I wanted to bring to light was the opening song for your show. It is also the opening song to Rod's punch dance scene from the movie Hot Rod.
That is absolutely correct.
I was floored when I pushed play, expecting something trendy like Switchfoot or Coldplay.
I would never put Coldplay on anything that I am involved with.
Yeah,
I would.
Yeah.
Keep going.
And, okay, that song became how awesome that was. I suddenly had the urge... Can I read this out the air?
No.
Okay, great. anyways, he suddenly had the urge to do the punch dance out my rage in the nearest forest floor. Ha ha ha, I loved it.
This from the movie Hot Rod.
Right.
It's funny because if we were a hipster podcast, like Megan's being a hipster, then we would have played Coldplay, but it's because I'm a child.
Coldplay is not hipster.
Megan, no.
No, she would have played Vampire Weekend.
Right.
Or...
Well, let's reach into our not-so-brimming Fast Five hat this week and pick out a name. Here we go. Andrew Ballou, you are the winner of the Well Worship CD. We will get that to you this week. So I will burn you an episode of this podcast. You will listen, and then I will give you another CD. So I hope you enjoy. Lacey, don't you hope that he enjoys as well?
I do.
Yeah. So let's just do some quick announcements, and we will close out the show here. But hey, just to let you guys know, there's a baptism service June 5th. That's this weekend. Make sure you guys attend and support those who are being baptized and kind of publicly declaring their faith. Depending on what campus you go to, you should know the times by now. But it's 11 o'clock for Clovis, 5:30 for Fig.
10:30 for Clovis.
For Clovis, 5:30 for Fig, and 6:30 for North.
Yes.
Just letting you guys...
I think all of those have some kind of food involved.
Yeah, you can bring your own food or bring money for hot dogs and things like that.
Yes.
Also, make sure if you haven't been to one of our Discovery classes, you should totally attend. There's one on June 11th, so sign up for that. As well as Academy that we talked about with Wes. Make sure that you guys at least look into Academy. I don't think it should be something where you go, I don't want to do another class. I don't want to do school. I really think that Academy is a great thing for someone who can't afford seminary but wants seminary knowledge, you know, and you can do it for, it's supposed to be a 3-year program. So
if you do all the semesters for 3 years, you hit all of the subjects.
And what happens after 3 years is it just starts back over from the beginning. And so I think it's great. Go to the website, wellcommunity.org, and you can find all that stuff, or go to the Spoutcast spot on the website and you can, there's a link to the Academy page on there. Make sure that you guys, email us in with your favorite thing to do in the summer as a kid, because we are entering into the summer, and Brad Bell is going to talk next week about the summer teaching series.
Braid Beal.
That's what Kevin said. I literally, every time I saw Brad this week, I was like, hey, Braid Beal. make sure you email us at thespoutpodcast@gmail.com. Head to our Facebook because we always get fun comments on our Facebook, especially from one Sarah Roby who said, Christian Warren, I want to apologize. It seems like I'm constantly hurting the feelings of the Spoutcast co-host. Christian, I want to say that something I really appreciate about you as co-host is that you're good at moving things along when the segments are running long. Mm. And then she also goes...
She's a great affirmer.
Did she work at camp?
She works at Mount Hermon.
Also, my favorite line in this past week's show, he has a list. He likes Santa. Sarah Wells, I don't remember that.
I said that about Rick Taylor.
Oh, that's
he
right.
He has a list of everybody.
Oh, he's that's like right.
Santa. Yeah, I laughed, Sarah. That was a good one.
And then she said, thanks for the birthday shout out, guys. Good show this week. Happy 10th anniversary. Oh, that was a couple weeks ago, but...
We never read it.
We didn't read that one. Or maybe we did and I just read it again. Anyways, please post on our Facebook page. We love it. So head to this facebook.com/spoutcast or Twitter us. Dave Johnson is now following us on Twitter. So twitter.com/thespoutcast or call us at 559-321-SPOUT or text us at 559-321-SPOUT. And if you're wondering, hey, that's five numbers. Well, then it's 7768 because the 8 kind of, you could dial it 15 times.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for listening, and we hope you guys email in this week, because next week I'm pretty excited about. I'm a little nervous, but I've got a funny story I want to share with Brad. So,
oh, yeah.
I hope he laughs.
He's probably not going to laugh. Not once. But
stoic.
All right. Well, thanks for listening to Spout. We're not good with these exits.
No, we're not.
See you next week.
That's boring. Thanks for listening to the Spout.
Have a great Memorial Day.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to The Spout. Bye.
More awkward, the better.
That's good.
Bye.